Procession or Journey of the Magi by Benozzo Gozzoli of 1459. This is a fresco on the east wall. This is in the Piano Nobile of the Medici's private residence or palazzo in the Magi Chapel. And it's the Palazzo Medici Riccardi, influenced by Michelozzo. And Gozzoli himself was a native Florentine and a pupil of Fra Angelico, yet also trained as a goldsmith under Lorenzo Ghiberti, particularly of the Gates of Paradise fame. The piece itself was commissioned by Piero di Cosimo de' Medici. Inspiration taken from the Strozzi altarpiece, the Adoration of the Magi, and or Lippi's Adoration of the Magi Tondo, which is a collaboration with Fra Angelico. The style is of courtly art for a wealthy patron, the oligarchy and de facto rulers of the Republic of Florence. Wealth and wisdom are said to be both propagated, and beautiful finery, gold leaf on the harnesses, intention to make it look like a medieval tapestry. The subject is the guild and society, the Company of the Magi, who on the 6th of January, Epiphany, undertook a contemporary pageant with a resplendent retinue in procession through Florence and elsewhere. Essentially, what we have then is a cavalcade with three kings who approach Bethlehem from Jerusalem. The fortress is a medieval castle in the background, possibly reminiscent of Jerusalem or suggestive of either that or more contemporaneously the Medici Palazzo, and they had these country estates that they inhabited. But we certainly have a rich Tuscan landscape replete with trees, heavy with fruit and flowers, so sort of burgeoning Florence in essence. The jewellery and the fabrics also indicative of Florence's textiles trade. We have a noble hunting party with falcons and felines. The MTP is of Buon and Secco fresco with the aid of only one major assistant from his bottega. Pure gold leaf is used for the brocade work, also lapis lazuli, so no expense spared, also on account of their wealth to almost usurp the former Strozzi. Style, certainly international Gothic, influences in the finery and the courtly elegance. A sacred subject with pomp and secular elegance, however. Costumes, princely outfits, highly decorative and opulent cortege. Main themes then, chivalry and courtly splendour. The cast of characters portraits the Medici and a self-portrait with his name written on the rim of his cap. On the white horse, we have the family motto, Semper, always on its harness. And we have Piero, Cosimo's eldest son, who commissioned Gozzoli. We also have a young Lorenzo Il Magnifico with the laurel bush behind him for his name, Laurus, but also poetry. He leads the procession on the white horse for nobility, purity, etc., followed by his father, Piero the Gouty, and the family founder. Cosimo is on a donkey, and we also have Giovanni. So, in essence, each generation is chronologically depicted for the dynasty aspect. We also have people like Sforza of Milan, and after them is a procession of illustrious Florentines, such as the humanists, philosophers, such as Marsilio Ficino and the Pulci brothers, the members of the arts guilds, and Benozzo himself with the gold letters on his cap, as aforementioned, but actually stating Opus Benotti, in other words, the work of Benozzo. Some of the meaning, well, a page boy in blue has a leopard on his horse. The figure is a scherzo, which is a joke embedded in a painting representing Castruccio Castracani, Duca di Lucca, with the leopard being the sign of the House of Lucca. The seven spheres, the Medici coat of arms in the oval golden medals on his horse's bridle, along with ostrich feathers. Some avian symbolism, ornithological referencing in the goldfinch with a crown of thorns and the blood red with the gold for celestial means, and obviously the thistle for the crown of thorns. We also have spices held aloft, which were highly coveted items of tribute in Europe during the Renaissance. And that gold spice incense box held high by the bearer there on the right side of the image is an acknowledgement of the importance of spices and unguents from Asia during the period. Cypress trees, possibly proliptic symbolism in terms of the wood used for Christ's cross.